The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Hi, Ricky Gervais here, with me Steve Merchant.
Hello there, all right.
And Carl Pilkington.
All right.
Yeah, welcome to the fourth podcast in the series of 12. It's after Christmas now, that's it for another year. All right, everyone had a nice Christmas?
Yeah, I had a blinder. I had an absolute blinder, mate.
Good good presents, Carl? Right.
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
Get anything good? Odds and
not,
ends.
Not that I can think of.
Odds and salt.
Bits and bobs.
Yeah. A friend of mine got a gift, or rather gave it as a gift. I don't know if you've been familiar with these. It's a charity organisation, and you go on their website, or you phone them up, and you can give someone else the gift of, say, a goat for an African family. So you say, this is what I've bought. I've bought goat. Yeah. And they go, oh, brilliant, where is it? And you go, no, it's going to a family in Africa. And it's a sort of goodwill thing, you know what I mean?
So you buy an African family a goat.
That will help them for years.
And it's like you're saying, well, I would have bought you a present.
Yeah. But I've used that money wisely.
Yeah, so it's almost like they've given
exactly
the present. They've given the goat.
Yeah, it's a beautiful idea. But as soon as he told me about it, I thought to myself straight away, knowing Carl's views on charity and giving, you know, particularly this seasonal time, I wondered what his views would be.
Well, Are they happy with the present over there? Like the people who are getting it?
What, the African family?
Yeah. Is the African family sort of going, oh, I hope someone gets us a goat?
That's nothing to do with Christmas for them. They're not sitting around thinking, I wonder if Santa brings us some food. It's a long-term thing. These are happening all year, I assume. It goes towards a pool of money that goes to... It's not like they get a... You're an idiot. What, you think an African family wakes up and there's a little goat with a ribbon tied around it and they go, oh, look what Santa brought us.
Look, and that mince pie's gone and that glass of milk.
You're such an idiot.
No, but what I'm saying is, does that family want a goat?
Yes.
But why?
It's not that they want a goat, it's that they need a goat. Do you think... this organisation is?
Just arbitrarily giving goats to people.
They're going to say, oh, I wanted Nintendo. What are you thinking?
Well, what I'm saying is, right, let me put myself in their shoes. Well,
this will be a first.
I haven't got any. But say I'm one of them, right, over there, right? I'm hungry, right? I'm sat there, it's Christmas Day, right? I open it up, open the present, little goat there, right? Now, if I was one of them, I'd be going, not another mouth to feed. At the end of the day, there isn't enough food to go round for themselves, never mind a goat. Don't they say, like, having a dog and that is quite expensive? Sometimes they say, you know, what with all the injections you've got to give it, the food, the tin food and everything, it mounts up. And what I'm saying is, that's all very well giving them a goat, who's looking after it?
Well, I'm assuming it's all above board. The goat's had its injections. That's what some of the money goes towards. It's given to them so they can milk it and have milk and cheese and whatever. I don't think it's a burden. What do you mean? They wake up Christmas Day and open a present. It's not
what,
like
so there's
that.
A thing. There's a goat-shaped thing in wrapping paper. I wonder what that could be. I hope it's that goat we asked for. My God, it is.
All I'm saying
it's just a nice marketing way of distributing wealth. It's the way of going, this is a nice gift. It's like people, sometimes they say, don't send flowers at a funeral. They don't send flowers. Give some money to the local hospice. Yeah. It's just a way of redirecting cash.
But the thing is, why do they want that goat? What's the main reason? What does a goat give you?
Milk.
Right. Now, wouldn't it be easy to just send them a bottle of milk? Without all the hassle and the headaches that come with it. That's all I'm saying. And the other thing is, think about the goat. That was happy over here. Suddenly, it's on barren land. No grass.
I'm gonna burst! What do you mean?
You didn't send a goat from here.
I'm saying, who's happy at the end of this, right? You've got a fella who hasn't got a present over here because the mate bought him a goat, right? So, let's do this properly. So there's a tick. He's not happy, right? Then, you've got the person who's opened it, who, like you said, wanted something else, right? It's a goat. They go, who's going to look after this, right? So tick, they're not happy. And then you've got the goat going, what am I doing here?
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Tell you what a lot of people are wondering, Carl, is what I received from Ricky this year.
Go on.
Nothing! Absolutely nothing. I remember actually after my birthday he said, oh yeah, I'll be getting you a little gift. Forgot. So I've had nothing from him this year. He's a man, he's got a little bit of cash in his pocket now. What I'm hoping is that maybe he'll pool it over the next 5 years and buy me something I've been reading about recently. Now, you'd definitely love this, surely. Have you started seeing this now? Virgin are starting plugging Virgin Galactic. I think it's something like 200,000 quid, and you'll get a chance to go in a space shuttle into space. Now, I don't know what your feelings are, Rick. You know, I know you've probably got a bit of cash in the bank.
I was, honestly, I was thinking of giving you another signed extras DVD.
Anything. It's the thought that counts, so okay. That would be great. But
I've got some knocking round. I can give you one of those. I know you've already got one of those, but sure. I don't mind. They don't cost me much.
No, great.
And do you like the book Flanimals?
I know it's aimed at 5-year-olds, so I don't know why I personally would want it. But
you know, that's going to be in the little...
Yeah.
Little selection box for you.
Great.
But no, the trip into space, I don't know about that.
I mean, you've got a bit of cash. Would you think about that? Would you be interested, you and your missus, going up into space?
I don't know. You'd have to be... I mean... It's not the money. There are things that I would spend 200 grand on as a little folly. But I think, an individual jetpack, for example.
Right.
You know, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Earth from... a couple hundred miles up, that'd be good. But I don't know if that's quite worth it yet. The other thing is the safety, because I'm worried that I want to see a lot of people go up there first.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the first bloke to go on an aeroplane.
No.
I'd want to see a few pioneers go, it's really safe, before I got on something like that.
Well, I believe the actress Victoria Principal is volunteering herself. So I think she maybe used to be in Dynasty or Dallas.
I'll see what happens to her.
Yeah.
If I think if she can do it, then...
No, if Vicky P comes back all right, rather like those monkeys they sent up years ago, then we'll all be a lot more relaxed.
Exactly, if they put electrodes on her and it all works out fine.
And there'll be a banana, shoot, issuing bananas, and there'll be buttons, press left, press right.
Yeah, and I might consider it. Carl, thoughts?
Going to space?
Mm.
Nah. It's not worth it.
What's the boy? Wouldn't it be a fascinating experience to go into space? And look back at the Earth.
There's no out there, though, is there?
Say that again.
Well, there's no out there, though, is there?
Right.
I mean, at what point are you all meant to be happy? Do you know what I mean? You're floating about up there, and because you don't get out, do you?
What, you mean to do some duty-free shopping?
I'm just talking, you don't go floating about, do you? You stay in your seat.
Well, they probably let you move around on the shuttle.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about getting out. For me, when you go on
holiday... What, you want to get out into space?
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. When you go on holiday, the flight bit isn't the best bit of the holiday, is it? That's the bit you've got to do. So what I'm saying is you've got to stay on this and then you go back home. So you don't take luggage, right? I don't see the point.
Right, so you're there, you're sat in your own clothes for the whole time, same clothes the whole time.
But I don't understand what is the point.
I think it's the view. I think it's two things. I think it's the view and being able to be part of an exclusive club. I went into space. It's all that thing about man conquering nature, and you're one of that elite few that have managed to pop up, see the world from a distance that no one else can see it from, and then pop down. You know, that's it. Of course, yeah.
So you all that way just for the view?
Yeah.
Is it worth it? I mean, there's a lot of other places I haven't seen anyway, right, before I think about that. I think if you've done everywhere, I haven't been to Scotland yet, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm not being funny, but do you know what I mean? So just have a look in your back garden before you go looking in someone else's.
In space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would make it a trip worthwhile for you? I mean, if you did go into space, if we gave it to you free of charge, we said, Carl, go up
into space. I know the answer to this, Steve. He's thinking, I'd like to meet some aliens that can talk like I do, and I can understand them, and they can tell me something. Like what? Oh, they met God, he was all right. That's the sort of thing, that's what he's going to say. He'd like them to look like monkeys in spacesuits.
Yeah.
That would be his ideal thing. He'd like to go to the Planet of the Apes.
He'd like to go to the Planet of the Apes.
He would love to go to that. Look, he's nodding. He's nodding. Thoughts, Carl?
Yeah. I mean, for me...
What do you mean, yes?
Well, yeah, that'd be brilliant.
What would be brilliant?
Seeing a little alien and that, having a chat with him, finding out what's been going on.
What's been going on?
No. But don't you think that... Like, I mean, if you bought me that as a present, right?
Yeah.
Either of you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that happy. For me, that's a little bit like...
Well, that's annoying, because we've got you a trip to space and a goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Do you know how, like, I am interested in... sort of going on another planet, right?
Go, you are on another planet, mate.
No, but do you know what I mean? It would be quite sort of interesting.
How do you think you'd get there?
Well, yeah, you'd go on a rocket and stuff, but what I'm saying is, at least you know when you get there, you're getting out, you're having a bit of a wander. But I wouldn't be happy in just the journey bit of it. That's all I'm saying.
That's great, isn't it?
But the thing is, right, I was looking into it a bit, because I was reading about the Virgin Atlantic yeah. thing, right? And I was reading something that in 1971, right, three of them went up there. Can't remember the names. Wasn't the main one. It wasn't like the Buzz and the Armstrong one and that. So another three blokes went up. And there was one bloke in the rocket, right? The other two wandered off, had a walkabout, seeing what rocks they can find and that. And that bloke who was in the rocket, right, he was the loneliest man ever in the world.
I don't know what to do. I don't know if that's some sort of profound poetry, or I don't know. do you know what I think he's trying to say? I think he's trying to say that he was... What are you trying to say?
No, stop for a minute, because I just want to just recapture that moment. Just say that again, that sentence again.
Right. The other two had gone off picking up rocks, yep. right? He sat on his own in the rocket. And he was the loneliest man in the world.
Okay, I know what he's trying
to
say.
What he means.
I do, right.
I don't know what he means.
Well, right. He's trying to say he was, by definition, a human furthest away from all other human contact.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I said.
Yeah, okay. No, you know, you said loneliest. Loneliest evokes an emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like he started crying and writing poetry and listening to Morrissey records.
You mean he was the most remote man?
Well, yeah, he was saying how, like, he's on the rocket on his own, right?
Yeah.
And I think I worked it out because it was in kilometres, right? And I think it turned out that they, right, the other two spacemen picking rocks and that, they were 2,500 miles away from him, right? So they were miles away. They
what, 2,500 miles? Yeah.
But they had each other.
They had each other.
Yeah.
You had the world right across the other way, everyone getting on with their lives.
Yeah.
He was... on his own. That's weird, isn't it? But what I was thinking is, right, say, because I always sort of try and put myself in a situation.
Yeah.
When I hear about a weird thing that's gone on, I always think, what would I do? You know what I mean? And I was thinking about it, right? Do you think when he got up in the morning, he still bothered to put his clothes on?
That's the first thing that came into your mind.
No,
when
just
you
because
pictured
I always,
there.
You know, at the end of the day, even if like my girlfriend Suzanne's out at work and that, I'm not happy walking about with everything out because you never know what's going to happen.
What do you mean, like getting it trapped in the microwave?
Well, I just mean, you know, you never know if someone's going to turn up.
No, I don't like what I don't like. No, I always pop some pants on or a towel, well, even if I'm
not
alone.
Not always. Because I've knocked on your door when you've been stood there with...
No, he's taking his trousers off.
I did it especially, knowing that you were there. I've done it especially to annoy you.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so...
But do you know what I mean? Do you think he was walking about the rocket with his tackle out? Or did he go, well, you know, no one's watching here?
Do you reckon it floats up or down?
Depends how long it is,
doesn't it? Depends how long it is, yeah.
I don't know what I mean by that, but it seems to make sense.
Yeah.
But don't they have cameras for NASA to monitor what's going on inside the spaceship?
Not all the time, no. I bet they've got to give him some sort of privacy.
Now, that would end up on the internet.
Yeah.
Him floating around with his floaty knob.
Well, if you are the man who was up in a space rocket and was, for a short period, the loneliest man in the world, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you did with your time, how lonely you felt. And also, did you float around with your cock and balls out? What was that like? Did it float up or did it float down? These are just some of the questions that we'd like. So if you are that person, or maybe you know them, maybe they're a neighbour of yours, then you can get in touch with us at podcast@rickygervais.com.
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
We've done radio and stuff in the past, Rick, and we have never had the kind of response that we've had from these podcasts.
I mean, it's
people
amazing.
Are emailing in by the hundreds of thousands. It's meant, well, maybe not hundreds of thousands, but I didn't count them, but thousands, certainly. Crazy amounts of email. I couldn't really get through them. I've just managed to pick out a few.
It's because it's global now. It's people all around the world are listening, and that's so exciting. We've got just loads from America, Australia. It's mad.
Yeah, New Zealand, Canada. And these are just some of the ones that I've pulled out from the email because there's so many of them. podcast@rickygervais.com if you want to get in touch. Rob says he listens to the show in his exams, which I'm sure cannot be a good idea. I mean...
No, because that's a waste. What I'd do is the night before, I'd record all the answers and then listen to that, as opposed to me, you and Carl Pilkington.
But surely you're not allowed to listen to your stereo or your iPod in an exam. That would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Well, he's probably got a... You know, it's probably up his back, a little wire, wired to him, covered in sort of like some sort of fake flesh and hair, and then just pops into his ear.
It's all changed now, though, isn't it, as well?
What do you mean?
Well, they're allowed calculators and that, isn't it? It's just sort of...
Sorry, I had calculators in my exams. What world...
What do you know about exams, Carl? No, you never showed up.
But what I'm saying is, years ago, a calculator wouldn't have been allowed. We've moved on a bit now, haven't we?
What year was this, though?
I don't have an iPod.
With loads of people with abacuses.
I don't know.
Anyway, Rob's question was this. Brilliant.
I've never heard him admit that before. I think we've broken his spirit. Yeah. Carl, you go, I don't know. we might have put an end to the phenomenon that is Carl Pilkington.
Monkey news still to come.
He's back!
Anyway, listen, Rob's question is this, Carl, and it's specifically to you. Carl, if you could have a superpower like Superman, what would your superpower be?
Can I suggest consciousness?
Yeah.
Can I have the power of thought?
Remember, you've already got opposable thumbs. So that, cross that one off the list.
Oh, go on, Carl.
There are so many to choose from. Telepathy, X-ray vision.
Flight, invisibility.
Choose it wisely.
Strength, intelligence.
But why have I been picked?
Oh, for God's sake!
No, but I'm just saying...
It's Rob's question for you.
But I'd just say, does anyone else want this? Or, do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, what do you wish you could do that's impossible is the question. What do you mean?
Because with that comes a responsibility.
With enormous power does come great responsibility.
So, would you like Spidey senses? Is that what you're saying? Would you like some senses? Would you like some sense? The power of sense?
Come on, Carl, you know what these superheroes, because they can
I know, but it always, freeze things. They're never happy, are they? Do you know what I mean? Spider-Man wanted to tell that girl that he could climb walls and that, he's like, I can't. Superman never told Lewis and that.
Who's Lewis? Yeah.
It's just a pen pal of Superman's.
Lewis! His little secret chum! Yeah! Alright, Superman. Hello, Lewis, what are you doing? Superman, who are you? I can't tell you, Lewis. Brilliant.
You know, Hulk, he wasn't happy. So...
But you're being allowed to choose the superpower. You don't have to get it forced upon you like the Hulk.
Hulk, he wasn't happy! It's true, he's got a theme. No, he has got a theme. There's not many happy superheroes,
but
are there?
Leaving aside the superheroes you're already aware of,
yeah.
What superpowers do you want? You don't have to fight crime with it, Carl.
Everyone around the world now... is thinking, what can Carl choose? Let's deliver it to him now, Carl. Think about it and give us the answer, please.
Let me remind you of some of the other things. Invisibility.
All the time, though, or can I sort of turn that on and off?
Let's say you could turn it on and off. Would that interest you?
Yeah. I love that.
Right. Okay, and what would you do with this power of invisibility?
Just sort of wander about and that, just... not get seen.
It's a brilliant power! It's a brilliant... And it's put to such brilliant use! It's brilliant! Well done!
And why would you want to walk around and not be seen in that? What would you gain from that?
I don't know, you could sort of... go in shops when they shut. So you don't have to go...
How would you get in?
Just get in just before they lock up.
Oh, yeah! How would you get out?
Wait till the morning.
Brilliant.
So, hang on. So, that's your use of invisibility. Yeah. They found the power of invisibility. You want to sneak into... Bear in mind. No, hang on. Let's just... You want to sneak into HMV, right? Wait for 12 hours and then buy something.
I love it.
Just so that you don't have to be in there with other people.
Do you know what? I don't want it. I don't want a power.
Why not?
Because I just don't think it'll do me any good. I think it's more of a hindrance.
I love this. It's like, just think of his presence. We've given you a go, a trip into space, and the chance to be invisible.
Oh, not happy with any of them.
Yeah. What he wants is a voucher for HMV.
Yeah. He just wants some tokens for a record shop. Just going through a few more of these emails. This one is from David. He's in Los Angeles, California, 22 years old. He says he loves the show, but he says, with respect to Carl, never before have I understood so little of what a man says. Virtually everything that Carl talked about was aloof to me. What on earth was he ranting about? Flies and condoms, monkeys and pushing the left button, cavemen and dinosaurs. And that's just some of you. I mean, let's be honest, if you are in America, I mean, firstly, the accent is probably a problem.
But that is the best write-up we've ever had.
Yeah. Flies and... Imagine if you're a new listener, flies and condoms. What on earth does that mean? This one's from Kent Plummer from Nova Scotia, Canada. He says, Carl... he's wondering if you've got any personal mantras that you could pass along. For instance, he reminds us of Ben Franklin's famous mantra, waste not, want not.
Who said that?
Ben Franklin.
What was he? What did he do? What was his job?
Benjamin Franklin was a well-respected American politician from the 1800s. He was a philosopher, a scientist, deeply respected. He's also on a money. Big political figure. He features on he's the on a dollar bill or the $10 bill or something.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's one of the great sort of American Enlightenment thinkers. Right. And he came up with the mantra, waste not, want not.
You must know waste not, want not. I mean, that's just...
Do you understand the phrase waste not, want not?
No, not really, no. What does it mean?
You've never heard that?
I think I've heard it, but I don't know. I've never used it. But and when someone has said it, I don't know what...
Well, in context, it... I mean, all I'm going to do now is paraphrase that and put some prepositions and stuff in it for you. I can't work out how you can't work out what that means. It's like, don't throw stuff away because you might need it, and therefore you won't be wanting anything because you didn't throw it away. So... So
he was a bit of a hoarder.
Well, if you don't waste food, for instance, then you
won't... He was a bit of a hoarder!
For God's sake.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, he's a man in power. Is that the best thing he ever said?
No, I'm sure he came up with many, many profound things.
So why
things.
Is that one
He did
remembered?
Experiments in electricity and conducting electricity, all sorts.
But that impresses me more, inventing electricity, than someone...
He didn't invent electricity.
Wait a minute! Didn't impress you more than what?
Just saying, well, it's not want not. I don't think it's that good. It's not even catchy. What I don't understand is why he was the first person to sort of suggest, look, don't go chucking that out, keep it, you might need it later.
he wasn't the first person.
Say that again. That is brilliant. Now, why isn't that catch on? That is amazing that you've just come up with there. That's poetry. How would you word it?
I'd just say, whoa, don't be chucking that out, you might need that later.
Don't be chucking that out, you might need that later. Carl Pilkington.
Whereas some would argue that waste not, want not is perhaps a little bit more pithy, a little bit
we
more...
We should go through great sayings and phrases and say
see if he
could,
well, firstly, yeah. Does he know what they mean? And then secondly, can he improve them?
That would be brilliant.
Right, we'll do that next time.
Let's see. Okay, Winston Churchill. Never have so few done so much for so many. What do you think of that? How would you... Do you know what that means?
So he's saying...
Well, it's with regard to the Battle of Britain and the pilots that gave their lives.
Yeah, I'd just be annoyed if I was one of them who gave a lot for a few or whatever, right?
No, gave a lot for so many. If you were one of those few that gave so much for so many, i.e. it means these few good men, their actions freed the world. They freed the world. They have an impact on every person in the world, and they were few brave men, and that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if I was one of them men who gave up his life, right, I'd want a name check. I don't want to be bungled in with everyone else who is saying a load of blokes gave it their lives, well done on that, see you later.
That's brilliant.
Did you just say bungled in?
Yeah, bungled in, yeah.
He made up a word!
You don't want to be bungled in!
You made up a word! See, that's it, you see? We've been looking for it. That's original. That's Carl Pilkington. I don't want to be bungled in.
Email here, Rick, from a man I know you're going to look forward to meeting one day. Paul, the party animal Parker.
He's
I imagine
back.
He had a wild Christmas.
Oh,
imagine the fun he got up to.
He's sitting now in sunglasses with his mum giving him some soup because he's partied too hard.
And I'll tell you this, I wish I was around there for New Year.
Oh,
imagine what he's going to get up to.
If he recovers in time, it's going to be mental. Was he one?
Anyway, Paul the Party Animal Parker, he sent in a fact. That seems to be his thing now. He sends in facts that he thinks might be of interest to us. The kiss that is given by the bride to the groom at the end of the wedding ceremony originates from the earliest times when the couple would actually make love for the first time under the eyes of half the village. Wow. Now, a couple of questions straight away. Firstly, this is almost like a Carl fact, because yeah. there's no specific time or place. It was no. earliest times.
Earliest times.
I don't know whether that means the wedding ceremony in this country, in America, in Africa, who knows?
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, it's a little bit vague. But this is the thing that struck me. Actually make love for the first time under the eyes of half the village. And you wonder, why is it only half the village? Was it like, were they raffling off tickets?
Yeah, the winners. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You come and see two people getting it on. The rest of you, no, tickets only. It's cordoned off.
It started off, and then a few of them got bored. Once you've seen one stroke, you've seen them all. That's about as good as it gets. Yeah.
So I don't know if there's any truth. But what about that, Kai? How would you feel with that if you had to...
At what point does that happen? Is that like, you know, they go, like, you know, I do, get your knickers off?
Well, presumably, if it's the origins of the kiss, you may kiss the bride. The old vicar used to say, as they were jumping over the broomstick, he used to go, right, give her one.
Yeah.
And then...
You may knob the bride. Don't know how quick the lovemaking has to be, whether you've got to get in and out. Boom, and then, you know what I mean? Because people are hungry, they want to eat, they want to have a disco. Or whether they can go on for hours and people are just eating, chatting.
I'll tell you what, Sting's wedding must have
been gone on for hours.
Of affair, wasn't it? The guests was going, can we bring in
people
their own
brought
cake?
Sleeping bags. thermos flasks.
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.
Right, do you know we've chatted about charities before, haven't we?
Sure, yeah.
Done a lot of stuff on that, right? So coming back from Manchester, right, got off the train at Euston,
yeah.
right, got the train, walking through the busy bit and stuff. So this fella stood there, right, like a charity worker,
yeah.
right, nice looking fella, he's got his suit on, a tie and everything, quite respectable and that, right. Looked down at his bucket, all money's been put in the bucket and that, yeah. right. On the front of the bucket, right, it says collecting for the homeless at Christmas. Now, why can't they do that?
What, the homeless?
The homeless people. Why is some fella taking his time out, right, his own time where he could be at home? Why
some of us have got homes to go to.
Yeah.
Why, do you know what I mean?
What, you think just give them the buckets?
Well, what are the homeless people doing whilst he's doing that, is what I'm saying. What have they got on the timetable?
Cut out the middleman. Give all the homeless a bucket with homeless written on it.
For Christmas.
Yeah, no admin.
No.
Just keep everything you get, mate.
What do you think of that?
It's a brilliant idea.
What would prevent a homeless person, an entrepreneurial homeless person, just getting a bucket and writing that on there themselves?
Could I suggest something? Hunger, some drug addiction, traumas, often mental illness. Just possibly too depressed to get up, put a suit on and go to Euston Station with a nice bucket with some writing on it.
And then, right, I was thinking about that, right, and I was walking down the street in London with Suzanne. Saw a little homeless... Well, I didn't see the homeless bloke, right? I saw a leg,
right?
Sticking out of a doorway. I thought, here we go, right? Walked past it, right? You're not going to believe this.
Go on.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Chinese fella. I've never seen one of them. No, I'm not having a go, right? But have you ever seen... do you know what I mean? That was a shock.
I really don't think I have. I think he's got me there. I hate to say it, but I must say, I can't remember ever seeing a homeless Chinese person. No.
No, I suppose you're right. Think about it.
Weird, isn't it?
I walked
past and I said to Suzanne, did you see that? She went, what? I said, just look back there. She said, what? I said, that homeless fella, look back at him. She said, what? I said, he's Chinese. And she said, yeah, good point.
Good point! Of course she did!
She said that to shut you up.
She didn't want to get into a conversation with you! Oh,
and what's
God.
Your point, really, Al? What exactly is your point?
No, it's just that we were chatting about homeless and that, and I saw that, and I just thought, you know, I just found it a bit odd.
Right. Well, if you are perhaps based in America or Australia, Canada, have you ever seen a Chinese homeless person? This doesn't count to any listeners in China. But anywhere else, have you ever seen a Chinese homeless person? podcast@rickygervais.com. If you have, maybe you've got a picture you can send us as well. But this is what we're looking for now. We're looking for how many Chinese homeless people can we find by, let's say, 2006. You know, January 2006, January 1st, how many Chinese homeless people have you seen? Rick, it's that time again. It's what the whole world is waiting for now.
Is it Monkey News?
It is Monkey News. Please perform live the jingle.
Why do you say that?
Well, we've had a few people saying, oh, is that a pre-recorded jingle? Yeah. Like anything's pre-recorded.
No, it's different every
week.
We've
got that technology.
I'll give it a big one, shall I?
Give it.
Oh, chimpanzee, that Monkey News, you...
There we go.
Right then, well, got an email from John. You know, if you've got any Monkey News going on in your area...
let us know, podcast@rickygervais.com.
Oh, God, just, amazing!
Just bung it on email. And this one's sent in from John. Don't know where he is. But do you know, like, they're running out of TV ideas and that?
They're running out of TV ideas?
Well, you know, they've done a lot of stuff. I mean, if you had to come up with a TV idea now, you struggle, don't you? Because every idea you come up with, it's kind of been done, hasn't it?
Sure.
Okay.
Right? It's like inventions and that.
Right, they're not getting monkeys to come up with TV ideas, are they?
Well, no, right. But there's a TV channel in Moscow, right? Mm. And I think they had a bit of bad luck or something, a lot of redundancies and that, right? And whoever was in charge of it got a bit mental and got rid of loads of people, right?
Yeah.
And they come in the next day and they were like, right, are we ready to go live and that? And someone comes running in with a clipboard saying... We haven't got any people left, right, to present.
Oh, this such is nonsense. Right, but I tell you what. Right, okay, carry on.
So he goes, what?
If just one employee turns out to be Simeon and is doing a good job, I'm never doing this radio show again.
So this TV channel, you know, it's having a lot of problems and that. They've got to go live, right? He's like, what am I going to do? Anyway, for some reason, right, there was a chimp knocking about.
For some reason, that's the key piece of information.
No, boy,
but
it doesn't matter.
Imagine anyway. If that was in a film. And they're going, well, I can't see where this plot goes. Well, he's just there. He's just there.
So anyway, for so he sort reason. Of says, get it in a suit, right?
Why?
So, because they're running out of ideas, the clock's ticking, they've got to go live with something.
What do you mean? What he's presenting?
Is it a news programme?
Well, he's presenting.
Listen, it's a chat show.
I'm
not...
They can't
again,
talk!
Don't have a go at me, have a go at John, who sent this in.
Right, and this be quiet, is... let's hear it. Let's hear it again.
So anyway, so like I say, so going live, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever, chimp sat there on the chair. he was like, look, let's just get through tonight's show and worry about this tomorrow, right?
What are you talking about? Look, so they put a chimp in a suit. What, was that handmade or were the sleeves a bit short on him? You idiot, think!
So anyway, it's sat there, right? And they're going, right, here we go. Good luck, everyone, right?
Yeah.
Chimp's there.
What programme is this?
It's a chat show.
Whose chat show is it?
Well, it's the monkeys.
I like the fact that
it's the monkeys now, is it?
I like the fact that they put the chimp in a suit. It's like no one's going to take this chat show seriously if he's not dressed up. If he's not smart,
slovenly. Look at that slovenly ape.
So anyway, let's you know get to the point of it and that, right? So anyway, so they go on, right? It's all going
didn't blinker. Happen. There's no way this happened.
Here's a fundamental question: how was the chimp asking questions?
Not that sure about that bit, but all I've got is the stuff that was on the news site for this. Like I say.
Rubbish!
Yeah, but I've given you some facts. I've told you, there's a TV channel in Moscow that's having problems, right? I've explained that.
No, it's this rubbish.
They've got rid of the presenters, the monkey sat there, right? Don't worry about it anyway, I'm telling you, it goes all right.
It goes anyway, okay, in case you're worried, Rick.
He's sat there, right?
Absolutely.
They get
shit.
To the first break, they're like, can't believe it, right? You know, viewing figures and that, they're loving it, right?
What, no? What? How did they know the viewing figures? In the break?
Please do not interrupt
the news. What did the chimp do in the first half?
They had a big guest on that week. And
what did he do? Just talk to himself?
They walked off.
So Cher comes on.
I'm not sure, but say if it is Cher, right?
No.
Right. The main gaffer is like going, oh, Cher's going to go mental at us, right, for putting
say
on
it is. No, it is Cher. In his mind, it's Cher sitting there talking to a chimp in a suit.
So anyway, she
and they're filming
off.
It for Moscow TV, and the ratings are going through the roof.
Presumably there's a translator, because Cher doesn't speak either Russian or chimp.
She comes off, right, and the bloke who's in charge is like, she's going to go mad. She's going to go mad here. She walks up, she goes, I love that. said that's one of the best interviews, right? So anyway, they decided, right? It went so well, kept him on. He's still there.
I love the fact that Cher was an idea that Steve threw up, and now she's going, I love that, I love that, I love that. Jim, get me back there. I want to go to Moscow. Never mind. Unbelievable.
Don't have a go at me, have a go at John, but, you know, if you've got any monkey news, send it in.
Podcast@RickyGervais.com.
From the creators of The Office, Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant. Extras, the first series, now on DVD.
Who are you?
Nobody.
What's that? Who?
Nobody.
That's right. Nobody. And who am I?
So the Starsky Hutch, I can never remember.
You are guaranteed an Oscar if you play a mentor.
I've just written a sitcom, but I wonder if you could give it to anyone you know.
Is there any nudity in it?
Well, it could be.
Men or women?
Either. Well, just women.
I will make it so.
A painfully funny double disc. Extras on DVD now.
Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Particularly to our friends at Positive Internet.
Oh, those guys have a wild
They
time.
Host this podcast and they do a brilliant job. Happy New Year to everyone around the world. And in particular, those guys at Positive Internet.
And also, Paul Party Animal Parker, have a blinding New Year, because I imagine it's going
to
be crazy.
You don't need to say it to
your mum's house.
I'm insulted that you have to tell him that, because there's no way you need to tell him that. He's going to have a blinding New Year, so don't waste your breath, Steve.
That's all from me, Steve Merchant. We've got Ricky Gervais here, and of course, Carl Pilkington.
All right.
The Ricky Gervais Show on Guardian Unlimited.